Thank you, Lord. Thank you, ladies. Lindy Ann, all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. I said on Wednesday night, today is Wednesday. Once upon a time, I said this. I said America used to be the place where missionaries were sent from America all around the world. And I said it's an interesting thing when our country has slipped to the place where now missionaries are coming from foreign lands and preaching the gospel, because miracles are still happening in other places. And I'm believing God's going to set this church on fire to be a miracle station for the glory of God. Amen. Lindy, I don't know how much time you need, but I know how much time I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you all you need, because I'm not going to put a time clock on what God can do. At 7 o'clock, I'm not going to say, all right, you're done. You just come and you minister to us as the Lord would have you minister. When you're done, we'll be done. Come. Come on. Give her a great big hand clap.
That we truly are in so much honor and love and appreciation for what you did for us on the cross. That when you said, "It is finished," you were referring to what you did for us, the price that you paid. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your angels that are here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your gifts that are here, for unusual miracles in this place. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So, Pastor already said, I'm from Cape Town, South Africa. I can tell you, I was broken. I'm not going to go straight into my all my testimony tonight, but just to give you a little bit of grit about me, I grew up in a very wealthy home and a very broken home. Very shiny on the outside, but not so shiny on the inside. And for me, I looked for love in all the wrong places for so long, trying to find the I love you, you're beautiful, you're wanted, you're good enough from a father who had a heart of stone, who was so broken and rejected that he didn't know how to not break and reject other people. And so here I was, with a big void in my heart. But by His grace and His mercy, He came and He found me. I always tell people, He's not just the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but He's also the stalker of all stalkers and the lover of all lovers. Hallelujah. And even when we run away from God, anyone been a runner? A runner from Jesus? Uh-huh. I grew up in a church that was so boring that I thought that God was either dead, a bunch of nonsense that someone made up, or if He really was real, He was just too boring for me, okay? I came out of excitement. I grew up in an exciting house in so many ways, and I said, I will never, ever be a Christian. Hallelujah. Look at me now. Because He got me. Okay. And I wanted to just kick off because it's so beautiful how He comes for His bride. Everything in the Bible really is about a romance with the King, about a lover looking for his beloved. And I never knew that about God. For me, it was difficult to imagine even Him as a good father, as someone who's interested in me, someone who wanted to talk to me, someone who wanted to spend time with me, because my dad wanted to do none of those things with me. So I had this filter looking at God going like, whoa. I had to really readjust the way that I thought. And one day, do you mind if I ask you to get on the keys? Do you mind? If you could just play like a little synth pad for me. Just a long note of your come, Lord Jesus, come. Yeah. Just your come. Just keep one note for me. You can just, isn't she beautiful? We can just have her up as the wallpaper. Beautiful. But I do like ministering with music in the back. I do believe it's like the angels just come riding in on that wave. Ah. As a young girl, I remember being in my room and I fell to my knees and I was so rejected and so broken. I felt so unwanted. By this time, I'd been raped, abused, so many things that happened. I can't even tell you all about it. But I remember just feeling so done with. So, do you know when you just feel like Adam and Eve in the garden, you're like, man, I got to just hide behind the bush because I don't know how God is going to respond to my sin. And I remember just being on my knees and I just said, God, like I was at the end of myself. And I remember the song in the background. It was like throwing pebbles at your window. Lady, I'm knocking at your door. He said, pretty babe, you can be sure of. Beauty sleep can do no more. And at first I thought this was a really romantic song that a guy is singing for his wife or his girlfriend. And then God said, no, this is Song of Songs, and I'm singing this over you. And it's, who can say that they've been slain to save you, my love? Who can say that they would carry your blame in your place? I'm the only one who will ever qualify, who has rise to the occasion, who was willing to die, my love. Will you marry me?
my love, I need you to believe. And in that moment, as I'm singing this song, my love, will you marry me? My love, I need you to believe. A man in a white robe appeared right in front of me. And it was Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. And he came right up to me. He had a ring in his hand full of colorful diamond stones. He said, Lindy Ann, will you marry me? And the first thing that popped out of my mouth was, would you really have me? Just like he came for Adam and Eve in the garden. And he said, where are you? Like, why are you hiding? Right? He's still the lover that comes and finds us wherever we think we're hiding. Right? You might be hiding in your drug house. You might be hiding in your new age whatever. You might be hiding in trauma, depression, in sin, pornography. Who knows what it is? Insecurity, depression. But I want to tell you, there is a Father, there is a King that just like he came and fetched Adam and Eve, and he came to fetch me, he fetches us. Amen? And sickness might be that place tonight that you need an arm that is not too short. And that's what he says. His arm is not too short. Hallelujah. No matter what your situation is, he's still the one who's on the throne. And so when I arrived here on Thursday night, I flew in from Dallas. You know, I went for lunch with Pastor John and Cammy, who introduced me to your pastor over here. And we went to Bricks in Roseburg. And then I said, oh, look at this cute boutique. Let's go in here. And so we stepped in. I started prophesying over the lady working behind the counter. And eventually the owner came out. And we chatted to her a little bit. And she's like, I want to show you ladies upstairs. So first we saw the salon because it's connected to a salon. I was like, it's totally my vibe. And then she said, let's go upstairs. And so as we walked upstairs, it was a little upper room that had nothing but bridal gowns. Bridal gowns wrapped in plastic. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've got bridal gowns in an upper room. Like, God, what are you doing over here, you know? And the next thing, there's this jacket hanging on a mannequin. And I'm like, that's kind of cute. I was like, but it's out of place. There's no accessories, nothing. And I believe this is a word for Oregon. Because then the beautiful thing is when I said, hey, do you mind if I try that on? She's like, sure. I tried it on. I stood in the mirror. It was a perfect fit. And I said, is this for sale? She said, no, but it's yours. And so just gifted me the jacket. And I have two of those elements here tonight. The first thing is I have the jacket with me. Isn't that cool? What makes it unique is that it's lambskin. The lamb that was slain for the bride. It was the lamb that was slain because those bridal dresses aren't meant to be hanging on a rail. The best with the bridal dress is made to be on the bride. Amen? And God is calling us back to that place where we are cloaked and clothed in Him. And we know who we are and whose we are, that we are washed white as snow. I always tell people, if God can use me, He can use anyone. I know where I've been and where I've come from. And what's so fabulous, we actually have the owner here tonight. Hallelujah. Because she was just so blessed by God, ended up coming on Sunday. And how great is that? That we get to not just meet other believers in church, but we get to go fetch the harvest wherever we go. We get to have divine encounters. I look around the church and I'm like, where's all the young people? Right? Do you know that your children and your grandchildren are longing for wisdom from spiritual mothers and fathers? Right? Sometimes I know my mom even, like, sometimes she's like, well, that's for the young people. Or I just want to step aside because they don't need me. I'm old. And I'm like, Mom, do you know how every single heart longs for that spiritual mother, spiritual father, for someone to speak into their lives? And I'm going to pray with you guys tonight as well. If you're like, well, my grandchildren are stuck in drugs or they're this or that, I want to tell you there's no person who is too far away from the Lord, who's too lost. And it reminded me of when I went into Amsterdam. I went to go minister to the prostitutes in the red light district. And I would just go to the door. I'd knock on the door. Has a glass window pane. She said, "What do you want? I'm trying to work now." I pushed my hand through that door. I said, "What about that pain on your shoulder right here? How you know that? And what you doing to me? I'm on a fire. I'm on fire." The glory of God would hit that girl right there in the brothel. Who is this King of Glory that pursues us with His love? We ended up in the back of how many brothel rooms? 8 girls gave their lives to Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders that followed. Hallelujah! I was just like them. I could have so easily been one of them. When it's compassion that compels us beyond ourselves. Amen? It says, "Lord, these are diamonds in the dust. They don't know who they are." How many of you went to the spring fair that was this past weekend? No one. Probably because it wasn't your type of people. But you guess, you know what it was? It was such a ripe harvest. If no one tells them, how will they know? Romans 10, verse 14. How then can they call on the one who they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? It doesn't say without the pastor preaching to them. This isn't Pastor Shane's job or the one bold person that we now identify as the evangelist because they're bold. The fivefold ministries for the equipping of the saints to do what? To walk like Jesus did, the work of the ministry. And it says to do the work of the ministry until they reach the full maturity and standard of Christ. In other words, when you're like, people come to me, "Lindy, and I just don't know what my calling is." I'm like, to walk like Jesus did. To be a beautiful witness of, beautiful witness, my shirt's on sale over there afterwards. Thank you so much. Beautiful witness of heaven on earth. Right? How will they know if no one told them? That's what we need to do. There are people everywhere you go, whether it's at Walmart, whether it's, do you think I wanted to go to Spring Fair? I knew my style wasn't going to be there. But I knew that there were people who needed Jesus there. And I'm walking around the fair. Oh my gosh, look at, are these potions? Fascinating. How did you get into magic? No, I have a heart to heal people. I love that about you. I have a heart to heal people too. Boom. I'm just like Paul. I love your spiritual hunger. Now let me tell you what your heart really burns for. Let me introduce you to the one that you are wanting to connect with. All those people are operating in some kind of supernatural. It's just the wrong source. But I wonder if they actually went to the church and said, "You know, I'm a dreamer." And the pastor said, "We don't believe in that kind of stuff. That died with the disciples." Huh? Praise the Lord is not in this church. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Shane. And thank you, God, for the grace. But I walked around that fair and I was praying for people who had magic potions, who had snakes coming out of whatever, who had horns on their heads. Praise the Lord. People got saved. People got healed. One lady had lung cancer. God told me. I came around the corner. I had a cool hat on with that jacket. And I said, and she had like a headpiece thing on and tattoos everywhere on her face. She was just lovely. I said, "I like your outfit. Very extravagant." My style? No. She said, "I like yours too." And as I'm just loving on her, God said to me, "There's something with her chest." I said, "So you need healing right here. What's happening with you?" I put my hand on her chest and I said, "It's here as well." I said, "Is it your lungs?" She said, "Yes, I've just been diagnosed." A timely word in season can change a life forever. Just like Saul on the way to Damascus, it was that one encounter, one touch with God that changed his life. I used to be the person that thought, How much are they paying that person to get out of the wheelchair at the church to take an offering? Anyone else? I was an absolute skeptic when it came to healing, especially in a church setup or on TV. Ooh, even worse, because they're playing tricks on me, right? Until I started seeing it in front of my very own eyes, even with people that would never want to admit that God healed them. And Saturday when I was there, I laid hands on that lady. She started weeping. The power of God came all over her, and her chest completely opened up. She was able to breathe for the first time in forever and a day. Hallelujah. That's our God. That's our King. That's what He does. He can't help Himself. She gave her life to Jesus. How could she not? She said, well, I believe that, you know, these two duality of life and the suffering and the yin and the yang and the whatever. I said, oh, you know, that's how life works. There's a consequence to action, and then it's called two kingdoms. The yin and the yang, it's two kingdoms, a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness. But I want to tell you the good news that you don't have to yang anymore. Hallelujah. Because there's someone named Jesus Christ that got on the cross and He said, I'll take the punishment for you so that you no longer have to carry your sin and your shame and your sickness. Right? Hallelujah. It is finished. And so I said, would you like to go through the door that takes you from that kingdom of darkness, the duality that you've accepted, into the kingdom of light? Why would she not? He says, if you confess with your mouth, and you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Because it's not just that He died and rose for us. He died and rose as us. We were He said through baptism, immersion, right? Like baptism, we identify with the death and the resurrection of Christ. You haven't been baptized. I see a bath over here and I'm all in since Pastor said we can go till midnight. But you need to get out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. And that's what happened to the Israelites. They went through the Red Sea, and even though they were in Egypt for however long, as they went through the water, Satan and all his minions got destroyed behind them, because the going through the Red Sea was the foreshadowing of the baptism. Come on now. It was a foreshadowing that Egypt doesn't have to be with you anymore. You're not the old man anymore. Hallelujah. That's what we celebrate. And as we believe in Him and what He has done for us and that He has overcome, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So how will they know if to call on Him if no one tells them? And as I'm going to release a baptism of fire here today, I'm believing for an impartation for compassion for souls that will kick out your fear of man so that you'd be able to share your story. That's why I do an online course called Ignite Your Faith. And day one, I'm literally going after the fear of man. Right? And rejection and the fear of rejection. We got to get free from this stuff. Shackles of my feet so I can dance, so I can praise you. Hallelujah. Because Christ in you, He's the hope of glory, and He's, somebody let me out. He's busting at your seams to be who He is. And that is the healer, the bearer of the good news, the Prince of Peace. That's what you have on the inside. Amen. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Jesus, we love you. We love your presence. We thank you, God, that for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. When Jesus said, take communion in remembrance of me, the blood was for the atonement of our sins. The bread was broken so that ours can be healed. And it wasn't just, remember what I did way back then. It was still relevant for today. When I was in, and you know, some people are like, that's just seeing all this stuff in Africa. And I've been to 34 countries. I traveled 34 countries in 5 years. And I want to thank you so much because America has been the most generous place that really are sending out the missionaries. They're supporting missionaries, and it has really supported me. So thank you for your generosity. The reality is that now there's such a need in America. God said, you're not going anywhere. When I arrived here, he said, Lindy Ann, what looked political, what looked like a Satanist takeover, which is pretty much kind of where we are right now, will be a revival, which is what I believe we're literally leaning into right now. I do believe in a great awakening and that we will see the greatest awakening that the world has ever seen. I had a dream recently and someone tipped the fish out of the fish tank, the normal box, and suddenly the fish were huge like ocean fish and they were just like swimming in the room. And I was like, Lord, unusual miracles in unexpected places. We are going to see things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Hallelujah. When I came here 4 years ago, that's when I arrived in America. I've been here for 4.5 years now. January 2020, just in time for COVID. And I came and preached in Roseburg, and there was an 81-year-old lady who was completely deaf. And as I started calling out words of knowledge and people came up to testify, that's what's going to happen tonight. Amen. And I want to tell you, I'm trusting God for 100% healing in the room. Just so you know how I believe that they said that Jesus did so many miracles that was not enough paper in the world to write it all down. That's what they said. So sometimes we're like, well, Jesus did a little bit of miracles. No, he did so many. It's like when I leave a meeting, I'm telling you about the cancer because that was so amazing. But there was a million other things that happened. I just can't remember the lady with the arthritis and the diabetes and the guy who couldn't stand straight. That all happened on Sunday. We saw multiple deaf ears opening up. Multiple hearing aids. And guess what? They were all old people. So just don't even believe the lie if you're in the older category here tonight that says that because I'm older, it's normal to be sick. Lie, flush that lie. Hallelujah. He says, I will lift you up on wings of eagles as in the days of your youth. This is not, the blood and the bread was not just for young people or it was not just for good people. I have seen Satanists get healed. And I've even seen people get healed who then didn't want to give their lives to Jesus. And I was like, God, you knew that Hindu man wasn't going to give his life to you. And you popped open his deaf ears in the kitchen anyway. Who is this King of Glory? His love for you is not dependent on your love for him. That's amazing grace. He stretches out to us when we're in the pit of hell. Amen. Everyone was there. All of us have fallen short of the glory of the Lord. Every single one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And so when I came here last time, people got healed, and there was a lady sitting on my side, 81 years old. Boom, her deaf ears popped open, ran to the stage. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. I can hear a preacher now. I loved it because it was so American accent. I was like, okay. And because of her, when I arrived on Thursday, I went to a meeting. I wasn't even speaking. They were just worshiping people at the Grange. And a lady said, my parents are outside. Do you mind coming out to pray for them? Because they heard about you from the miracle 4 years ago. And her dad, who had lung cancer, another lung cancer, phlegm in the chest, could barely, all this stuff going on, bronchitis and everything as well. And he was deaf. And both those things instantly healed right there on the porch. They hadn't even come into the church meeting. I believe that's what God is going to do in this new season. That the fish are coming out of the tank and they're going to be going around and touching the lives of everyone. Do you know that Medford, where are we now? Myrtle Creek. Myrtle Creek needs you. This area, I've heard about this county. They need Jesus. And guess where He's living? Inside of you. Let me out. Amen. And it's compassion that compels us. And when I don't feel like talking to people about Jesus, I say, Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours. And suddenly jumping in front of that bus to save a child makes all the sense in the world. Even though it didn't before and it felt scary. But when you have the love that Jesus has as a dad, suddenly it changes everything. Amen? Hallelujah. Shoo, 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 shoo. Holy Spirit. Today, if you are here, because I felt like even because I'm waiting and asking God, the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. I'm not really the preacher here tonight. I'm just the mouthpiece for a message that God is sharing with us. And as I was just standing here waiting on Him, I felt a big knot in my kind of in the top of my stomach, and I felt like there are people here tonight that need to surrender their lives to Jesus. That maybe you were like me and you ran away from the church. Or maybe you're like, man, I just have all these interesting supernatural gifts and I didn't feel like there was a space in the church to be myself. I just want to ask forgiveness on behalf of those religious churches that just did not know what they were doing. But while every eye is closed, I want to just ask you, if you are here tonight and you are not 100% sure of your salvation, maybe you've sat in church for ages because your wife made you come, or your husband made you come, or your grandpa made you come, or but you know that tonight you need to fully surrender to the King of Glory. You don't know the Jesus that I'm speaking about, the lover of your soul. Then I want to invite you right now just to put your hand up in the air and say, that's me. And I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Is there anyone like that tonight? That if Jesus walked into the room right now and He rang that wedding bell, you're not sure if your name is written in the book of life. Is there anyone like that that say, tonight I want to make that decision? Just quickly slip your hand up in the air. I see that hand. Is there anyone else? All right, I'm going to give an opportunity for this again at the end. I do believe that the Lord is calling His bride, and He's got a bridal gown for you, and you might feel like you're not good enough, but it is white as snow, and He's already picked it out. Hallelujah. I'll pray this prayer again at the end. But right now, I want to just start calling out words of knowledge. And if this is you, I want you to wave at me. So words of knowledge is not that this is the only thing God wants to heal tonight. It's just helping us identify certain things that we might have not even thought about. He's actually just building our faith. Hallelujah. So I felt someone here. I feel like a stinging in my back on the right-hand side. Coming down the rib cage, kind of the back over here. Who's that? Alrighty, so wave at me if that's you, then I can see. Okay, I see those hands. I felt like there's someone here, you have some type of bladder issues. The Lord wants to come and heal that as well. I feel a heaviness on my chest. If you have some type of asthma or something that's causing breathing issues, who's that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see those hands. I feel like there's someone you're struggling with intense migraines. I don't know how he's going to say it here. Okay. Okay. And even if it's something that you're like, I don't have that right now, but that is sometimes me, then feel free to put your hands up. Is that your mom? Okay. Okay, over there. I see that. It was so cool on Sunday. There was a little girl about your age, and she literally drug her mom up because she said, Mom, your eyes need healing. People with glasses, they forget that they need healing, right? So it becomes so familiar, and they kind of like the glasses too. It looks kind of cute or whatever. And she said, Mommy, you need glasses. You need healing. You need healing. And that lady, when she took her glasses off, I was blurry. She didn't even think of coming to ask for prayer. Her kid said, Mom. And as she got prayed for, boom, her blurry eyes went completely clear. Hallelujah. Her blindness went away. All right, so you can just, if that's you, if you need some eye healing, take it. Someone with an issue in their right foot, I don't know if it's bone spurs or something going on. Who's that? I see those hands. I also felt like some type of pain, and I'm feeling something in my right ear. And I almost feel like if you have some type of ulcers or tumors, I want to pray for that tonight as well. And I just want to say, if you're watching the live stream online, there is no distance in the spirit. Amen. You can be touched and healed by God wherever you're watching from. We've literally seen deaf ears popped open through the online stream. So, there's someone with some type of bowel inflammation. I feel like it's connected to allergies or something. The big issue with the stomach, if that's you. And I just want to say, even if you, if I call out something, you're like, little bit embarrassing. Doesn't matter. At the end, I'm just going to say, everyone that I called out and that needs healing, stand up. So, there's someone with some type of, I don't know if it's a pinched sciatica or a nerve or something, but it's kind of affecting you from your right cheek to the bottom. Okay, over here, over here, over here. So interesting when I call out something weird and then people are like, oh, yeah. So many people. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray against vein issues. If you have vascular issues. I feel like there's someone with something with the throat. Some type of issue in your throat. I almost like feel it's some type of diagnosis. It's a chronic issue. Like a scratchiness, dry, something or other. Is that you? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Over here as well. Ma'am, it seems like you need a makeover. Thank you, Lord. Now, I've seen one person get healed of six things. Sometimes we have people stand up and they eventually put their fingers up. Like, how many healings did you have so we can count it? Okay, someone has a stinging here in their arm. Something wrong right here. It's some type of stinging. I just felt it. Yeah. That's how the Lord sometimes speaks to me. Is I'll just kind of feel little things in my body. And I'm like, okay, hey, hey, I hear you. I see you. Someone had some type of accident that affected their lower back over here. It might even connect it to your coccyx. Anyone with an issue with a coccyx? Is it called the coccyx bone or something? Okay, same lady at the back. Alrighty, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Praise the Lord. Did you feel anything? Thank you, Jesus. And again, I'm just feeling some type of pressure on my chest. If there's anyone with any diagnosis in your chest, the cancer, I'm going to go after cancer tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, okay. And I just want to tell you, you can stand in the gap for someone who's not here. So if you're like, man, that's my cousin, or that's that person, or I want to just believe for them tonight, you can totally do that. I've had people whip out their phone and have their whoever picture, and they're laying hands on them. So feel free to do that, even online. Again, I feel like that cough thing, that throat thing, a phlegm in the throat, something scratchy, just always coughing. Is that you? I told you he's a stalker of all stalkers. He'll come and remind you. I'm like, okay, now you got to respond because now it's coming to me. Thank you, Lord. I also want to pray against addictions tonight, whether it's Tylenol addiction, you know your addiction, and I'm trusting God's going to heal people. And I just want to tell you this, as I ask all of those who I've called out and even those who I haven't, but you need healing, to stand up, I'm not going to call anyone out and say, like, I know you were the one with the porn addiction, okay? So don't worry about that. God is so gracious to love us where we're at, and he pulls us out of the miry clay. Amen? That's not my job to point out your sin. You already know what it is. And sin is simply missing God's best for your life. All these drug addicts that are out here, they're looking for a thrill, right? They're looking for comfort, whatever it is. But the reality is they've just been looking for it in all the wrong places. So if you're here tonight and you need some type of healing in your body, or I called out something that witnessed with you, I want you to quickly stand where you are. And now I feel right now as well a pain in my right neck. There's someone with a stiff something over here. I'm feeling a left knee issue as well. Say, Father God, thank you for your healing power. I choose to forgive every single person that's ever hurt me. I choose to forgive my mom. I choose to forgive my dad. And if there's anyone that comes to your mind, just bring them before the throne right now. And let's pray this together. Father God, I choose to forgive myself. And God, if I've been angry with you, I forgive you now. Because I realize you were never my enemy to start with. And just stay standing. I just want to say this right now. John 10, verse 10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God comes to give life and life in abundance. People say, how do you know it's God's will to heal me? Because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the will of the Father. Did you ever see Jesus go up to someone and be like, well, sister, I saw what you were doing on Facebook last night, so we're not going to, right? Or you still have to do this and this before you can get healed? No, never. So why do we create those doctrines? His word says, this is the day of your salvation. Which day? Today. What is salvation? Sozo in the Greek. Saved, we know that. Healed, including physical healing when you look at the Greek. And delivered. So today is your day to be healed, saved, delivered. Hallelujah. That's God's timing. You were never actually even meant to be sick. Do you know that he paid for divine health? Oh! What if you never got sick? As a man think he is, so he is. And your revelation of God is going to determine your experience of God. That's why he said, let your mind be renewed by the washing. Because it's dirty in there. Hallelujah. Of the word. I'm African. If I do anything that offends you, just blame it on my culture, okay? I'm not from here. But the reality is, this is the day of your healing. What about, like, isn't God trying to teach me something? Do you make your children sick to try and teach them something? Because if you do, we can do deliverance on you afterwards. I can see Pastor Shane and his crew. We don't do that, so why would he? Amen? Why would he die on the cross? By his stripes we are healed, and then make you sick again, then heal you again just to look cool? That's psycho dad. That's not our one. Hallelujah. We serve a good, good father. Who wants to heal, who actually already healed you. It is finished. Thank you, Lord. So just put your hand on the body part that needs healing. And if you are a critic, just say, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. I had to pray that prayer. Lord, forgive me. Oh, let's all pray this. Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Alrighty. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I want you to be very aware of what's going on in your body, what level of pain you are in, because you're going to start seeing your pain go down. Some are going to go from 10 to 0. Some of them are going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But just be aware of what you couldn't do, because as we call up these testimonies, it's going to be so cool. Amen. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every power and principality that has exalted itself against the kingdom of heaven in this house. We release your glory. I break every generational curse over you. I speak forgiveness over you. I release the kingdom of God over you. I rebuke every foul spirit causing sickness on your body. I curse it now. I command you to leave them and every side effect to be reversed. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, I want you to now check out your bodies. Try and do something you couldn't do before. If you were struggling to do squats, quickly try and do a squat. Don't just sit down. Try and see if you can test out your body if you notice some type of change. Are you noticing a change? Are you going to try it? Go for it. If you need to go to the bathroom to check something out, go check it out. We had one lady in a crowd like this, and I didn't even call it out. A prolapsed bladder? Or her whole womb had fallen out when she had had a baby. She went to the bathroom, that whole womb went back into place. Come on, I'm believing God for unusual miracles tonight. Who's noticing some type of change in their body already? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up over here. Where's that microphone, Pastor? Who else is noticing a change? Come on up here. I want to tell you there's going to just be more miracles breaking out. So check your body. There's someone with that pain in the chest. That's getting healed right now. Who is that? Go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is that pain gone? Still there? Put your hand there. I'm just feeling it right now. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke whatever that's causing that chest pain. I command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name, be healed. Okay, feel it now. You started breathing? Just crazy? Come on up. Come on up here. Okay, let's start over here. My cameraman, are you good? I want to make sure we catch these. Alrighty, well, hello. Tell us, what's your name?
My name's Lori.
Lori? Mm-hmm. And what exactly was wrong?
Well, I have really bad knees, and mm-hmm. getting down on the ground and up again is very painful.
Yeah.
And even just walking and standing mm-hmm. is painful. But
how long have you had that pain?
A long time.
Like a year long time, 5 years, 30 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time. So you've had 30 years of knee pain. And if 10 is like extreme pain and 0 is no pain, out of a scale from 0 to 10, where would you say your pain was at before tonight?
It can get up to 10.
It can get up to 10? Mm-hmm. And so when you were sitting here before we prayed, where was your pain at?
Probably about 5.
Probably a 5? And what about now?
I don't have any pain.
You don't have any pain? She doesn't have any pain! Hallelujah! Okay, you gotta show us. Show us what you can do, what you couldn't do before without pain. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on! Okay. Can you get down on the ground? So you couldn't do that before. She feels more mobile than I am.
Take me a couple minutes to get up off the ground.
Okay, let's see what you can do. He's timing her. Wow! Wow! Okay, I just want to reiterate, she's had knee issues for 30 years. Can we give Jesus a big shout? Come on, Lord. Could you stand behind her for me? If you don't mind, grab behind her. I'm going to just pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful miracle. I thank you that you deserve all the honor and all the glory.
And I ask that you just fill her right now with your perfect love that casts out all fear, and that you just baptize her afresh in your fire, in your Holy Spirit. There he is. Just let go. Woo. How are you feeling? Dizzy? And fantastic, right? He all healed up. Come on, Jesus! Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, let's go. Oh. Okay. Let's find out what happened over here.
Oh, I'm Casey Larson, and I have plantar fasciitis in both feet, and the pain.
Okay.
The pain went from about a 7 to 3.
Come on, Jesus!
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah! Amen. How long have you had that issue?
I think about 4 years.
About 4 years.
Yeah.
And would you like to be rid of the three? We're gonna get rid of
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where's my lady coming up here real quick? Yes. No, it's you. Okay. I want you just to extend your hands to him and just say, Father God.
Father God.
What you did for me.
What you did for me.
Would you do for him?
Would you please do for him?
Be healed.
Be healed.
Amen. Okay, check it now. Nothing?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come on, show us. Do something.
I'd have to run.
I'll run for us. He's out of the door!
Like I need to get back into cardio.
Come on, Jesus! Have you seen a miracle before?
Not like this.
Not like this?
Not like this.
So, it's your first miracle sighting, really, and now it happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you prayed for this man, and now he's also healed.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to pray for everybody who doesn't feel well.
Come on, Jesus! That's exactly it! So you've had plantar fasciitis. We actually saw another person on Sunday get healed of that. You've had that. Tell me again, how long?
About 4 years.
4 years. And how many minutes do you guys think we prayed? Less than 1 minute. Miracles are easy because we don't have to do them. All creation is waiting for the true sons and daughters of God to be revealed.
Yes.
If you believe in me, Jesus said, not your own this, that, or the rest, or your training, or your this. I love giving people tools, and I do that all the time. I love equipping people. Okay, this is what the Word says. This is what you come into alignment with so you can start walking in this stuff. But the reality is it's simply believing when our revelation of the cross sinks in, of how finished it really was, then we get to see not just what He did, but greater things. Now, Jesus raised the dead. How are you doing in that category? Right? We got to start doing this stuff. I want to tell you again, Sunday we saw 50 plus healings. Not in Africa in the bush somewhere. Right down the road in Roseburg. Well, Sutherland. God's alive right here in Oregon. America, it is your time. Just put your hands out for me. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your son. I thank you, God, for your healing touch. And I pray, Holy Spirit, would you just come and set his heart on fire for you like never before. I speak healing body, soul, and spirit. And I ask that you would just touch him afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill him up, Lord. That this fire would spread faster than he ran, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Are you tearing up?
A little bit.
A little bit? Why are you crying?
I'm not sure. Holy Spirit.
Did you know God loves you this much?
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus. May what happened to you tonight, just like that lady said, may you go out and heal the others too. Amen. 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 Come on, with Jesus a clap. Thank you. Your work is done. You can grab a seat for me. Thank you so much. Okay. What's happening over here?
What's not?
Are those tears that I'm seeing coming across your cheeks? What's happening with you?
Well, the military really tore me up to begin with. And a few of us went down to Phoenix to the Dream Conference. And I got saved again. I was already saved before, but well, on the way back, we were putting boots to the devil down bad. And I ended up with 3 different viruses in the hospital for a week. It took a lot on my heart. And I went to the doctors today. And it's getting better slowly. But
what were you not able to do tonight before we prayed? What were you still struggling with?
Hurting.
Hurting? You were in pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of 10, where would you say you were at?
Probably a 7.
Mm-hmm. And what about now?
I was probably a 5.
Okay. But you were saying you're breathing it better?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, let's pray again. We want to fire this cane. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse this virus. I command it to shrivel up and die. Every side effect from that virus has to reverse right now. Pain, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. In Jesus' name. Trauma, go. Release your glory, Lord. Woo. Okay, breathe for me now. And feel for that pain. Tell me what you feel.
Breathing.
You're breathing?
Yeah.
Couldn't do that before?
I had to really try.
Mm-hmm.
But I can breathe. It seems like I'm breathing on my own.
Come on, Jesus! All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing's impossible. Hold up. What about your pain?
It's exciting.
You said
you
were at a 5. You said you were at a 5 out of 10. Where are you at now?
Probably still a 5.
Probably still a 5?
Yeah.
Where's your pain at?
My back.
Here? Father, right now, illegal, head to leave, in Jesus' name, back be healed, right now, in Jesus' name, body, soul, and spirit. Okay, check it out again. I feel that heat on my back. You feel that? You can what?
I can bend a little bit now.
You couldn't do that before?
No. No.
Okay, try touch your toes for me.
Oh, that ain't going to work.
Come on, Jesus! How's that feeling?
I didn't think it was possible.
Come on! Jesus! Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold the world in your hand. I believe. I believe there's more people that already got healed just by watching the testimonies. So I want you to quickly check your body again. If you need to stand up, stand up. If you need to bend down, bend down. If you need to go to the bathroom and feel if your tumor is still there, then I want you to do that. Are you healed? Oh, she was feeling nervous and scared. I want you to quickly check out your body, and if you've been healed, if you're noticing any kind of breakthrough, I want you to come to the front. I want to tell you this. The angels are watching as well. These are such important pieces to getting your miracle and keeping your miracle. Amen? So if you're noticing some type of change, who's noticing a change? Who's noticing a change? I see a back pain that is gone. Stand up for me. Check it out. See if you notice a change. If you had a headache, is it gone? Are you noticing a change, ma'am? Your knees are different? Coming up. Coming up over here. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. And as these testimonies come, then more people are going to receive their healing. Your beautiful witness is needed on the earth. Amen? There's more people. Try it out and check out your healing. Command that shoulder to be loosed in the name of Jesus. Brand new cartilage, brand new bone. I release creative miracles in this room right now. I release and command the angels right now with the storehouses from heaven to bring new body parts. I break every lie. Every lie, condemnation, shame, I break your power right now. Every demonic entity that has risen up in the name of Jesus, I command it to go. Okay, if you're in the front to testify, I want you just to stand facing the people for me. Come back here a little bit so everyone can see you. So no one's getting blocked. And I'm going to pray for this lady right here. What are we believing God for? Healing? Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I share that? All right. Well, the two testimonies I shared earlier is what she needs healing of, lung cancer. What are your restrictions right now?
I can't breathe good. I hurt. My chest hurts.
So when you breathe right now, out of 10, where's your pain level at?
Most of the time, about 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So pretty painful.
You can hear it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me tell you this. I was an absolute skeptic. Do you mind skipping this slide, friend? No, you're good. I want to make sure everyone sees this because the Bible says it's better to believe without seeing. But I don't know about you. It took me seeing someone get out of a wheelchair before I believed that miracles were real. And that person wasn't even on the camera, on the mic, or in the light. They were right at the back. The Holy Spirit came into the room and boom, she got, I was undeniable. And I was like, I literally started weeping and I say, God, forgive me of my unbelief. Because even though I was a Christian, even if you asked me, do I believe God heals? I would say, of course he heals. Hallelujah. All the time. Did I ever see a healing? No. He said these signs and wonders. Any believers in the house? Okay, great. Who here signs and wonders are following you? Very few hands compared to the first round. But the reality is, if we truly believe, these signs and wonders will be following us. And the problem is, we have someone that's really sick in our church. We've never even prayed for a headache, but because of compassion, we all rally behind that person. And then they don't always get a breakthrough. And then we're upset with God because, God, we had faith. We prayed. Where were you? But the reality is, we had compassion that compelled us to pray, but we actually had no belief or faith. Because faith is the manifestation of the things that we believe for. So if we have belief that faith will do its work and bring our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm getting in some deeper teaching right now. But it's so important because we just think God's will is always being done. Or maybe, how is all of this working? No, he said, pray like this. Lord, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. No depression in heaven. No drug addict in heaven. No alcoholism in heaven. No back pain, no arthritis, no diabetes. Hallelujah. No suicidal thoughts. But we have to pray, Lord, let that will of yours manifest here. And so what has happened is so many people in the church sit with a hardened heart, or they start believing a doctrine which is totally unbiblical, like sensationalism. Because no one taught them or showed them another way, right? And so that's why that day when I saw that woman get out of a wheelchair, I literally started weeping. I said, God, forgive me of my unbelief. And it's like a spirit came over me. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I went to the gas station and there was a man there with a crippled hand. And I just said, God's going to heal you, be healed. And his crippled hand, I'm talking about a hand of a rock like this. This was the first miracle I saw that I did. God threw me, right? And I just said, God's going to heal you now. And he went, Madam, 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 he's walking. Saw a man in Africa at the gas station at the place where I used to go to midnight snacks because I used to get wasted across the road. How's that for redemption? Take this, Satan. Pa! Right? So if that's you, if you're like, man, I'm so struggling. Did they just hear the vibration in the floor? What's going on? Like, are they just saying this because they don't want her to feel bad because she came all the way here from Africa? Just repent. It's not discernment. It's a spirit of unbelief that's causing you to criticize, and it's really doubt. So just to say, Lord, just forgive me of my unbelief. Deliver me from that spirit. The normal is for miracles to happen. That's normal Christianity. Everywhere I go, people get healed. Everywhere. Whether at some witch festival, whether it's at the prostitutes in Amsterdam, whether it's at, I've been to satanic festivals. I go in there, well, hello. Because I have the King of Glory in me, and I'm going to introduce him to you. Amen? I'm not afraid. Why? Because his perfect love, the revelation of that for me, has cast out all fear. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in any other place in the world. Amen? All right. Remind me of your name.
Lita.
All righty. Have you seen a miracle before? Have you prayed for someone and they got healed? Okay. What about you guys? Have you? Have you seen a sick person get healed? Have you prayed for them? I just knew these kids were going to be prayer warriors. I usually like to pull out someone who's really young so I can kind of give the adults like a, that kid can do it. Surely I can do it too, right? I love using the unassuming. I'm going to call Nicole over here since your mama just got healed. Have you seen a miracle before? Today kind of your first day seeing this kind of miracle?
No. We no.
Okay. Okay. Been a while. Well, time to get unrested. Amen. I want you to pray with me over here. The color pink, God usually talks to me, and so he speaks to me through different colors to prophesy over different people, different things. And this kind of bright pink really always talking about physical healing. And I do believe that you have such a gift of physical healing on you. And I want to apologize to you where you felt shut down by religious people. that didn't know who you were, couldn't celebrate who you were. But I do believe, you feel that heat on your neck right now? Yeah. I do believe God has such a powerful calling on your life, and He's healing your lower back right now as well. I feel that. And He's going to set you free from that. I feel like there's been, I don't know if it's allergies or what has been going on with you, like some type of nervous system thing even. But I just see God healing that. But mainly He's coming to heal your heart. Okay, you're going to pray with me over here. And let's all stretch out our hands. So the greatest miracles I see is when I don't step into striving. I don't go into, this is really difficult. Oh, this is cancer. It's more difficult than this. No, it was all the same for Jesus. It's more traumatic for us. And but I just want to tell you, when you just like, okay, Jesus, you're the faithful one. People say, how do you have faith? I simply believe in His faithfulness. Right? Thank you, Jesus, that this miracle is easy because none of us have to pay for it. Right? None of us have to do anything for it except believe the free gift. And I sometimes tell people, don't worry, you don't even need to believe. I'm going to believe on your behalf. Because sometimes the Bible said that by the prayer person's prayer, they were healed. And sometimes He said the person who asked for prayer, it was their faith. So if you say, man, I just don't know if I have any faith for miracles, that's okay, because I got a lot of faith for you, all of y'all. Okay? So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I cancel this curse right now. I cancel every curse from your mother's side and from your father's side. I curse cancer in the name of Jesus. I cancel the diagnosis of the doctors and I say thank you, but no thank you. I break the power of death right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And Nicole, I want you just to pray. Just say, I just release God's perfect love.
I just release God's perfect love.
Right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord. Father, consuming fire from the tips of her toes to the top of her head right now. Be healed. And everyone says... Amen. Okay, I want you to start doing something. Try and do something that you couldn't do before without pain and discomfort. Breathe for me. You said it was a 7 out of 10. What are you experiencing now?
It's a little better.
It's a little better? You had a 7. Where are you at now?
5, 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you guys know how to do a countdown? We're going to do a countdown, but instead of shouting 0, we're going to say healed. Are you ready? Promise, she's at a 5, 4, so let's start at 5. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, healed. Jesus' name. Okay, check it out. Okay, the cough is still there.
Much better. Yeah.
Much better?
Cough.
How's the pain doing?
A lot better.
You were at a
like
5.
2.
A
one.
2? 1?
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus. So let's go after that cough. You want to just command that cough to leave her?
I command this cough to leave you.
In Jesus' name. Phlegm, infection, out. In Jesus' name. Okay, check it now. Right now, all this phlegm. Total freedom. Total freedom. I come on, every demonic foul spirit, you cancer spirit, you come out of her now. In the name of Jesus. Total breakthrough. Total freedom. I break every generational curse. I break every generational curse of Freemasonry in this house. In the name of Jesus. Freemasonry is occultic, it's demonic, and they make curses over their families. And so if you've been part of Freemasonry or there's been Freemasonry in your family line, then you need to renounce that. And just say, Lord, I renounce any involvement in Freemasonry in my life or in my family's life, in my ancestors' life. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to breathe for me and feel how that pain is going.
The pain is gone.
The pain is gone! Yeah. This mic, is it still going? Come on, Jesus! Do you want to jump to your feet and just hear Jesus? Come on! Okay, how does God get the glory? We praise Him, right? So we have someone here diagnosed with lung cancer. She was at a 7 out of 10 pain. She now has 0 pain. Can Jesus get a hand clap? Jump to your feet. Shout a little bit. Come on now. We love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill her up right now. We ask that you baptize her afresh. Just stand this way for me. Father, right now, we release your glory. We release your fire. We release your freedom. In Jesus' name. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Thank you, Nicole. For from you all things. Give him another big shout. Isn't that cool? Wow. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. More miracles are breaking out. Check your pain again. Check that place that you're trusting God for healing. Check that shoulder again. It's getting better though. Not yet, not yet. Looks better from this angle. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I was all there for a while. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All righty. Let's find out what God did here. Tell us your name. This one isn't on. There it is.
Victoria.
And what was wrong with you?
Everything.
I know. You and the lady at the back with your hand up for everything I called out.
No.
So you had pretty much pain everywhere on your body, everything going wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know what your diagnosis was?
Diabetes.
Diabetes?
Mm-hmm. My back hurts all the time.
Uh-huh. And what about tonight? What did you experience? Did you notice a change?
I'm not sure. That's all that was hurting me tonight, though, was my back.
The back? Mm-hmm. And your back is still in pain?
No.
No?
Not really. I'm just jerking a little.
Okay, so you had how much pain out of 10 in your back?
Oh, at least a 6.
At least a 6, and now?
At this moment, not at all.
Come on, Jesus! Not at all! Never to return. Never to return. What about your feet? You said your feet...
Oh, my God. I put on wet socks last night just to cool down. They were so hot.
Okay, what about now?
Fine. Right now they're fine.
Were they not fine before you came in here?
They're off and on. They just kind of burn and then it stops and then it burns again.
So were they burning before we prayed?
No, not really.
No, so you can't really
just
tell?
Back. Just my back.
So the back is totally healed.
I hope so.
Jesus prayed. Ma'am, God is showing me that you are going to cough. What was it, Nalida? God is showing me that all that phlegm is coming up. All that phlegm is coming up and out. I'm going to tell you, I prayed for a man. He had a chronic chest infection and prayed for him. He was, I mean, he had
oh, this guy, I thought he had a demon, actually. My discernment was like, no way, Pastor. And I'm like, come on. He's like, no, I got an infection in my lungs. It's probably caused by a demon. But anyway, he went home, and he bent over the toilet, and all the phlegm, he started coughing, and all that phlegm from years and years and years all came out. God said to him, put on your running shoes and go run. This was in Germany. And literally, he used to be a runner. He ran faster than before and further than before without a single problem with his breathing. Hallelujah. And I saw that over you. God has told me that is going to happen to you. So as you start coughing or whatever, just let all of that come out. That's not a sign of you getting sicker. It's actually the deliverance that's taking place. Sickness is often rooted in a demonic spirit. And, you know, that's why sometimes we do renunciations and we repent of our sins. God says if you confess your sins to one another, you will be healed. You will be healed. But when we withhold those sins, then often Satan has the right to hold on to us. So easy. Because he says, just repent. Just come to me, confess your sins. Hallelujah. Father, so right now in the name of Jesus, I just release your glory. I speak the spirit of iniquity, infirmity, diabetes. Get out of this body right now. Every foul spirit causing sickness has to leave now. In the name of Jesus, I break every generational curse over your mother's side and your father's side. I release God's kingdom. Never again. I break the fear. I want you to say this. I renounce fear.
I renounce the fear.
And I decree and declare. I declare.
And I declare.
Never to be sick again.
Never to be sick again.
And it's never coming back.
It's never coming back.
Thank you, Jesus. So right now, we just release your glory. Jesus' name. Full. No fear. No fear. Check your knees for me real quick. Do a little squat. How's that feeling?
It's shaking still.
It's shaking?
Very
you got nice. The shakes? How's the knees though? Were they in pain before?
A little bit, yes.
And now?
They're fine.
They're fine?
Shake.
No more pain in the knees either. Hallelujah. So Jesus, total healing, body, soul, and spirit. I just decree and declare a total makeover over you. All trauma has to leave you right now. Spirit of fear, get out of her. Never to return. Spirit of death, your time is up. I cancel every curse word spoken over you. You are completely forgiven. Woo! You're okay. No more falling. Total healing. Total healing. Hallelujah. You are up here first. Coming up here. You can grab a seat. Thank you so much. Okay. What's your name and what happened to you tonight?
Rose Jones.
Hi, Rose Jones.
And, I recently had a surgery on March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I had three hernias that I was battling for 10 years.
Mm.
And, over 3 hours surgery. But my stomach in the middle, my stomach where I have, a big long mesh and stitches.
So were you in pain when you came here?
Yeah,
tonight?
I was I'm about a four because it's still gonna hurt me.
Okay, so when you came in here tonight, how much pain were you in?
I was an eight. Okay. I've been busy today.
Uh-huh. So you had an eight, and
yeah.
Then we prayed, and you got 50% healed.
Yeah, I went down to a four, but.
Come on, Jesus!
Girl,
come on, Jesus!
It's okay.
He said, give thanks to protect your faith. Do you know why I do a scale? Because otherwise people don't know they're needing to say thank you. Red, this is still sore. She got 50% healed and no one even lay hand on her. Isn't that awesome?
It's
That's
amazing.
Put your hand there and you just stand behind every person for me, please. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for your touch. Thank you for what you've already done. Now we say, be healed. Oopa. That angel must have pushed her over. Hallelujah. Okay. Pick her up again for me, please.
Whoopa. Okay, she's like a gymnast herself. Feel that stomach for me.
I haven't been able to do that for like days.
Do what?
You get up like that.
How's your pain?
I don't have none.
Come on, David! Yeah! You are worthy of it all. Yes, you are, God. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things. Awesome. Do you are all things. You deserve the glory. Okay, so how many healings have we had so far? Put your hands up for me if you got healed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got healed of something? Aw. Did you say you put your hand up? Did, 10, why are you not up here to testify? Come on up here. If you put your hand up but you weren't up here to testify, y'all got to get yourself over here, okay? Come on, Jesus. Okay, so let's start with, let me get away from the microphone here. Tell us, what's your name and what was wrong?
George.
George.
I have neuropathy in my feet. It's starting up my legs. I've got arthritis in both knees and in my back.
Come on this way, sir.
I wear hearing aids, but I took them out. I have trouble speaking because I'm not pushing enough air out. I have COPD.
So did you notice some type of change tonight already?
Well, my feet are feeling strange, and my my lower legs, I was sitting in my recliner, sometimes my ankles would freeze. I also have arthritis in my hands because sometimes my...
Okay, so tell me, what are you noticing tonight that is different to all the diagnoses that you've had and all the issues that you've had? Your feet are feeling funny. Your legs are feeling... something?
Yeah, I don't feel the arthritis in them, but...
Okay, you don't feel the arthritis in your legs anymore, and you could feel it before?
Yeah, off and on.
Okay. And what about your hearing?
Well, what were everything, everything's kind of muffled now. With my hearing aids in, I get a lot of background noise.
Uh-huh.
And usually I can't hear what's going on in front of me.
Okay.
I can adjust them up and down and everything. But
so are you hearing me better than you should?
I'm hearing you just fine, but it's like in a box.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just remove this box right now in this spirit. Command this deafness to leave him now. Arthritis, diabetes, get out. In Jesus' name, be healed. Okay. How's that now? Is it still feeling like you're in a box, or are you noticing a change?
It's not as muffled as it was.
Praise the Lord. Come on, Jesus. I asked you, is it because I asked you to testify, now you're running away? Come on. Do you want to tell us what happened? Did you have pain? You had pain before?
Yeah.
And it's gone now? How long have you had that pain? Come on, I love that. Well, we just pray that no more accidents, no more whatever's been assigned against you to take out your life, we break it off you now in the name of Jesus. We declare it finished. I see a prophetic gift on you, and the enemy's tried to take you out, and the enemy has tried to take the love that you have for people, and he's twisted it and gotten you into trouble quite a few times. But I feel like the Lord said, my son, I'm not done with you yet.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, my son, there's a prophetic message out coming out of you.
And I see the Lord says that He has an angel behind your back. He's got your back. There's been a lot of betrayal in your life. But the Lord says just to forgive, let go, and move on, because you're called to fly. And some people are just not going to go where you go. But I pray blessing over you and your family, and I thank you, Jesus, for signs and wonders to follow them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. How's your hearing?
It's still kind of boxy.
Boxy? But better?
Muffled.
Jesus, I just take all the... Can you come help me? Can you just pull the toilet paper out of his ear, please? There's something in there. And this one, too. Come on now. Okay, feel it now. I mean, listen now. A little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay. How's this sounding?
It's sounding crisp.
It's sounding crisp?
Yeah.
No more toilet paper in the ears?
Not much.
Come on, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let's pull the last of it out. Pull the last of it out. Yeah. Get it out. No more hearing aids. No more arthritis. No more diabetes. Lord, we curse every sickness in this body. We command it to loose you and never come back. In Jesus' name, you're healed. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Bless you. All righty. Who's next?
I can put her back on my back, but I kind of like this. I'm deaf too.
Okay, tell us what happened to your back. Did you get healed?
A sciatic nerve. Been there for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pain all the time.
And what about now?
It's still there.
So you came up for healing?
No, I come up to see why I didn't get healed.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Let's pray for that.
Okay.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, do you feel that heat? I already feel the fire of God on your back. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to this back and I say, be healed. Ruach of God. Feel that back for me. Check your back for me. It's burning like fire, right? I felt it.
Now I'm deaf.
How's the pain?
Better. Much better.
Is it gone?
Yes. Just about. Not quite. Just about.
I pray for that just about pain to go right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Check it again. Huh? You gotta love that face, huh?
Oh, I'd love to be able to hear.
Okay, come on. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, who's never prayed for a miracle and seen someone get healed? You haven't? Come on over here. I want to put your hands on his ears. And just said, you spirit causing deafness.
Spirit causing deafness.
I command you to go now.
I command you to go now.
Be healed.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, check it now. Check it now. And stay right here. Now we got to do the test. Are you hearing this?
Yep.
Okay, what about this?
Yeah.
I want everyone to do this right next to the ear. Not clicking, just rubbing. It's really soft. Someone can hear this. I reckon they're healed. Hallelujah. You can hear that? What about this? It sounds like he needs a little extra touch here. A little extra touch. Just say, touch him, Jesus.
Touch him, Jesus.
He touched me. He touched me. Alrighty, total healing, body, soul, and spirit. Okay, check it now. How's that hearing going? Can you notice a change? No popping? What's happening to you? Huh? What are you noticing?
I can hear you a lot better.
Are you noticing?
Yes.
I want you to repeat after me without looking at me.
Repeat after you what?
Without looking at me. Say, Father God.
I hope forever. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
A fresh fire on your son. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you, Lord, never the same again. That deafness never come back. That sciatica nerve issue never come back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, do a little dance. Granddaughter, okay, let's watch them cry a little bit longer over here. You just stay right there with her. So I want to make sure this lady gets taken care of. Okay, tell us your name and what did God do tonight?
I'm Linda, and I have had arthritis in my knees, no cartilage at all. They want to do surgery, but I have to lose weight before they can do surgery. I don't know how you're supposed to do that. But anyway, if I had stood as long as I stood there in line waiting, it's been a long time since I did that, just to stand. And when I go in the kitchen to do dishes or something, I get a pain in my back. And when he heals me, I don't have to do more chores at home.
Okay. So how long did you have that arthritis?
Probably 5-6 years.
So you were in pain before you got prayed for tonight? And now?
Yeah.
What are you noticing?
No pain.
Come on, Jesus! Hallelujah!
He touched me.
Oh, he touched me. I don't know the words. It's old school song.
And all the joy that left my soul.
Your glory, and even those who aren't here. Touch her, Jesus. More. Full her, Lord. From the top to the top. Thank you, Jesus. You know, people ask about people falling over or this or that. You don't need to fall over for anything. Sometimes it happens that the Holy Spirit overwhelms our flesh, and it's like a willow tree in the wind. Hallelujah. And some people are more like a cactus in the wind, but that's okay. The wind is there. It's not about how you move when Holy Spirit comes. It goes about Holy Spirit that came, right? So never feel rejected or left out when you're like, I got ladies shaking bacon and I'm feeling nothing. Well, Holy Spirit is here when the sun is out. Just because you don't feel hot and the person next to you sweating doesn't mean that the sun isn't out. Hallelujah. He's here. And we glorify you, Jesus.
Shh. Touch me and make me whole.
I just want to say, we're going to carry on praying for people and so on. I know some people have to slip out. Please make sure that you signed up on our newsletter to stay in touch. We're going to be sharing some of the testimonies and so that you know where we're going next. We'd love to stay in touch with you. So make sure that you write out on the board by the table at the door, please. That would be so amazing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But please don't leave if you don't need to. I don't know about you, but I used to dance until 7 in the morning. People say, like, she danced a little bit in church. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. But I also go, okay, Lord, wow, I got all the time in the world. Bless you and your husband in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you want to grab a seat? Thank you so much. All right, what happened to your pastor? Are we still okay? Okay, what's your name and what happened to you?
I'm Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I ripped my whole, my shoulder and back.
Uh-huh.
And back there when I was, when you're praying, it's just like a warm burn just going down. And I don't hurt at all.
Come on, show us what you can do, what you couldn't do before.
See?
Whoa, he touched me. Hallelujah. He touched me. There's one more thing.
I got, a year ago I had precancer cells.
In your throat?
In my throat. Down.
Okay.
In my throat. And I'm going back up for another procedure.
How would you know if you're healed tonight?
I know. I believe in God.
You have a scratchy? Yeah, but I mean, what needs to be healed for you to know that you're healed?
I just want to be prayed for that they go in, when they go down in there, they don't see anything.
Exactly. But you might already be healed. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I command it to shrivel up and die and every side effect to be reversed. No. Iniquity, infirmity, come out of him. Never go back. We command these cells to be restored, all new. That was what I felt in my, when I said that throat thing. So we thank you, Lord. Whoa. We're going to have to come up again for back healing now. Coming up. Wow. Hallelujah. All right. What's your name and what's going on?
Nicole.
Are you okay? Jesus, we just speak healing over that back. Okay, how's your back? He says his back is fine. Hallelujah! I've seen people fly across the room and they don't feel a thing, and then I've seen people like, ow! You know, so much. Okay, what's going on?
So I was born with a bone missing in my neck. My C2, and it causes me a lot of pain. I've had chronic Lyme disease for many years, and it affects my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a brain inflammation that is pushing on my pituitary gland, that is my hormone gland.
All right.
From a car wreck about almost 10 years ago.
Wow. Have you noticed any change yet?
In my neck, I'm able to kind of move it more, like rotate it more without
show
as
us
much
what you
pain.
Can do now, what you couldn't do before.
I can go completely to the side without pain, and I can do it now without pain.
Come on! Yeah! So, did you get a creative miracle? Did you get a new bone in your neck?
I hope so.
Come on, Jesus. Okay.
I want to go and get another x-ray and just see what happens.
I know. I want to tell you, we've seen people in screws in their arms. There was a lady just last week. She, where are we now? She had fibromyalgia. And she came forward and she was totally healed instantly. And then she said, yeah, and I had hardware in my foot. I don't know what she was saying. I was like, she said, yeah, I can move my foot. It was stiff. And I was like, okay, what about the fibromyalgia? And afterwards, when I watched the video, I realized she was saying that she had metal in her foot, so her foot couldn't move. And she was totally healed. I don't know if the metal got floppy or it just came out and she got brand new. I don't know what happened. I just know God is a healer. Isn't this so much fun? Do you know God never said that seriousness is a fruit of the Spirit? He never said it, Pastor. I know you got it because you're funny. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, and the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen? And these skirts are also for sale at the door. Great color for Christmas. Worship friendly. Holy Ghost friendly. Okay, you can fall, you can twirl, you can do all the things. And these little shirts, don't forget, start asking God, who am I shopping for? Maybe it's not your style, but it's someone else's style. We got Not Today Satan. Can't cancel this. Pray, eat, slay. We got all kinds of cool things. Can my models please come up? Yes, thank you very much. I believe in miracles, do you? Maybe you need a shirt because someone else needs a miracle. She's got the horses, can't cancel that. Look at that. Boom, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right, thank you very much. That was my info commercial for before you leave. Make sure to shop at beautifulwitness.com so you can also be a beautiful witness. All right, so what else do you need healing of?
Just like the brain inflammation.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, be healed. Total healing. Trauma. Spirit of trauma, I command you to loose her now from that accident. Okay, just let go. All control. And don't put her by that thing. Move her this way. Father, right now. Holy Spirit, touch. Okay, feel that brain for me.
Feel that brain. It feels lighter.
Feels lighter? Why are you crying so much?
I've just had so many health problems throughout so many years of my life.
So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I break every spirit of iniquity and infirmity, every curse on your mother's side and your father's side. I release forgiveness right now. Every covenant that has been made against your health, I break self-hatred, self-criticism, any foul spirit of death that came against you, I command it to loose you now and never return. In Jesus' name. And I break any fear that says it's going to come back. You know that some you see that in the Bible one time Jesus saying, and you never come back. Right? And when you feel like something's knocking at your door again, when my throat starts itching or something, I don't go, oh, where's this pill or where's this? I go, get behind me, Satan. You have to break familiarity with sickness. You have to become completely aggressive against sickness. It's from the pit of hell. It's when the neighbor's dog comes and he wants to make a poop on your lawn, you start shouting, yay, get out that. You don't get to do that here.
Right.
You got to get angrier than that and quicker than that with the enemy. Right?
Right, yes.
You're healed, my darling. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Come on up. Oh, you're also in line. Come stand in the line here. Yes. Come on in. And check your bodies. There might be more people getting healed as well. Hi, Tim.
I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have arthritis in my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I have arthritis in a lot of different places. But
come
I cannot. I cannot lift my arm mm-hmm. for the last 25 years past this.
All right.
I can't do anything. And then when you said there was a knot or something, I've had that here.
That was you?
The same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I also have nerve damage
mm-hmm.
from my head to my feet.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for complete overhaul. Holy Spirit. Why do I pray Holy Spirit? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Holy Spirit, come. Right now, I cancel every diagnosis over you. We stand on the diagnosis of heaven that says, by your stripes, you are healed. Healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, what's your name and what's
Rich.
Wrong? Rich.
And I'm standing in for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed with
tumor or something here in her throat and
okay.
on her tongue.
Okay, anyone who wants to stand in the gap for someone else, just raise your hand up. If there's anyone you know that's sick and they're not here tonight, I want you to just witness to heaven. Why are we doing things or instead of like, well, God hears me or hears my prayer? The angels are watching. The angels are seeing who to partner with. They cannot read your mind. Yeah? So that's why it's important. We come to the front. We do the things. We confess in public that we believe in Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things about those actions. So anyway, so anyone that's like, I have a loved one that needs healing and you want to stand in the gap for them, this prayer is going to be for everyone right now, for those. I'm not going to pray this again, okay? This is sufficient. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we stand proxy for every single person that's not here right now but that needs healing, even those watching online right now in the name of Jesus. I curse sickness and I command it to shrivel up and die, every side effect to be reversed, every tumor to disappear. We say be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, you're going to have to shoot her a text and see how she's feeling. Ma'am, how's that arm doing? It's better?
Not all there, but it's better.
Okay, Father, right now, we command this arthritis to go. I curse arthritis right now. I command this body to start working. Brand new cartilage in Jesus' name. Be healed.
It's better. It's much better.
Yeah,
it's much better.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for complete healing, body, soul, and spirit. And I also want to tell you this. I trust God for 100% instant healing. That's what I believe for. And that's why I see it so much. But I also want to say, if you've been prayed tonight and you're still waiting for the full manifestation of your healing, keep believing for it and keep watching for it. We've seen it in meetings where people get partial healing or they don't experience their complete breakthrough, but we don't disconnect from it. I saw that in Portland, a two-year-old child who couldn't speak, who was mute, prayed for the child, and the Lord just said, don't stop believing even though you haven't seen the healing. And I'm telling you, the child left that meeting, climbed in the car, they called me. I was already on my way to the airport flying out to Germany, and they said, Lindy Ann, the child started speaking in the car. Hallelujah. But you have life and death in your mouth. So had we said, oh no, nothing happened, I didn't get healed. Firstly, let me tell you this, you already got healed on the cross. Now it's just believing it and then the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Who's getting sleepy? Did you need healing or did you have a testimony?
No.
Thank you for catching my people here. Okay, let's stand to our feet. Did anyone else get healed? Anyone else noticing a healing already manifest in their bodies? I'm believing more things are going to happen. If you want to find me, I'm at beautifulwitness.com. You can stay in touch with me. We're also going to be sending you an email if you sign up. Pastor Shane, thank you so much for having me. Wasn't this just a glorious time? I'm on a USA Glory tour right now. We're going to be going from different states. And so please stay in touch with me. And if there's any people that you know would love us to come and bless them in this way, like Pastor Shane said, it's time for the church to get back into the supernatural.
Amen.
It's time for the bride to put on her gown and shine. Hallelujah. Because he paid for the gown. We just have to wear it. He was the lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. That's what I love about that jacket. It's such a prophetic sign. It was him. We get to clothe him. He said he puts us on like a glove. And then we get to go out and we get to shine with him. Amen? And you don't have to be boring. Did you notice? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? So let's put our hands up to heaven. Jesus, we love you, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We praise you. All the honor and all the glory belongs to you. Yes. Father, and right now I pray for every person in this place. Father, I pray for a heart for souls. I pray, Father God, that you will break our hearts for what breaks yours. I want to just ask real quick, was there anyone that still said, man, I want to give my life to Jesus. I've been convinced that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm not sure what's happening to me when I die. Just wave at me real quick. If there's anyone that has not surrendered their life to Jesus fully, wave your hand at me if that's you, if you want to give your life to Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if that's you and you're feeling shy, I'd love to pray with you after the meeting. Hallelujah. But let's just put our hands up in the air. I'm going to pray for all of you now. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of miracles. You are such a good Father. I pray for dreams, visions, encounters, perfect love that casts out all fear. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would fill your people with fresh fire and a passion for souls, Father, that what we experience here tonight won't stay here. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for our musician. Woo! I thank you, Lord, for Shelley. Woo! At the table. Thank you for Pastor Shane and Tammy and all the children, all these people, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that none of us will leave here the same again. Hallelujah. Woo! Why are you crying, buddy? Did Jesus do something good? Come on over here. Watch
your
this guy. Come here. What's happening with you? The Lord took your what away? He took your headaches away? Do you guys see this face? This is the love of Jesus. Don't think that people don't want the miraculous or the supernatural. We were born for this. If we don't want to see our children go into witchcraft, then we got to show them the supernatural in the church. Because the only reason they go there is because they're experiencing the supernatural. If you can train them when they say they see a monster in the room, how to take authority over that demon, boom. Instead of them having to go to Harry Potter and this and that and the rest. Why people go to all these other things? Because they didn't find it with us. Come on, Jesus. I say, Lord, I want to see Him get His full reward for His suffering. Amen? There's no junior Holy Spirit. Come on up here real quick. Sissy's crying. Stay here. Come on up. And I want you just to put your hands out in front of you. I'm going to pray for you guys. Can you stand behind them for me, please? Holy Spirit, I thank you. There's no junior Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Full. Fresh fire. Come on, Jesus. Right now, with these children. Full. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the compassion. You have the gift of mercy on us. Fill it with your fire, God. In Jesus' name. Yeah. If you are feeling Holy Spirit, I feel a fire in my stomach and my back right now. If you feel the Holy Spirit moving on you, you have a fire or a shaking or something going on. Who's that? Come on up to the front real quick. Whoa. Did you put shimmer on?
Yeah.
Glitter? Okay. Sometimes gold dust shows up in our meetings and people say, what's that? It's the streets of gold, baby. Manifesting. Right now, full. In Jesus' name. Just stay there. Just let Him touch you. Woo! Isn't this exciting? Tell me, how old are you?
11.
11?
8.
8? Why are you crying?
Because God touched me.
God touched me. Come on. He touched me. Anyone else? Anyone else hungry for a touch? Feeling a fire in their bones right now? I'm going to be coming back up here for a 3-day revival. Feel free to look on my social media where I'll be. Let's pack the place out. Let's bring some people from Myrtle Creek that needs to get rocked by God. Because we should have had this house packed out with unbelievers tonight. Amen? Who wouldn't want to give their life to Jesus when they see this kind of stuff? And then you plug them all back in here at Pastor Shane's church. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's what we need to do. You call your neighbor, you call that person, you say, sissy, you're coming with me. I'm taking you somewhere. Put your safety belt on. But you ain't staying home. Right? Jesus. We pray for a generation of young people that will know you, that will move in signs and wonders. I see God doing something with the children. The last time I was ministering in Oregon, there were children at the altar that were weeping like this for an hour, hour and a half. They had gone into trances to heaven. I called one boy up. I said, why are you crying? He couldn't stop shaking. He said, Jesus. This is what our generation longs for. This is what people long for. This is how we see people get free from addiction, just like that. Supernatural freedom from unforgiveness and hatred, suicidal thoughts. And I break those things right now over your children and your loved ones who you're contending for their salvation. Lord, we tear down every wall and we demolish every stronghold over their lives that's holding them back from your kingdom and your purposes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let's give Jesus another big shout. You have a mic, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody want to leave when Jesus is in the room. Sing it, Pastor.
All my life you have been faithful.
Thank you.
All my life you have been the same.
Every breath that I am able, I will see of the goodness of God.
All my life,
you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will
sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after.
Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me.
With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything.
Your goodness is running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will sing.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Right now, if there was anyone who needed to surrender afresh to Jesus Christ, I want you to pray this prayer with me out loud. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
To die for my sin.
To die for my sin.
And my sickness.
And my sickness.
My good, my bad, and my ugly.
My good, my bad, and my ugly.
I believe in your Son.
I believe in your Son.
Who died.
Who died.
And rose again.
And rose again.
Tonight I give you my worship.
Tonight I give you my worship.
I give you every idol.
I give you every idol.
I will worship no other God.
I will worship no other God.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
I renounce my sin.
I renounce my sin.
And I ask you to baptize me afresh.
I ask you to baptize me afresh.
In your Holy Spirit.
In your Holy Spirit.
If you can pray in tongues, just pray in tongues for me right now. Take your hands off for me. How are you feeling? Release your glory, Lord, right now. I release the glory and the freedom of God. I break every chain. Right now. Command you to loose her and never come back. I release breakthrough and the Father's love. I want you to pray this day. I choose to forgive every person that's hurt me. Just call those people out. Say, I choose to forgive my...
I love you, Lord.
Father, right now, that root of bitterness, anger, has to go right now. I call forth the warrior in you. I call forth the bride of Christ who you are right now. I break shame. I break condemnation. And I plead the blood of Jesus that washes you white as snow. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be free. Be free. Every chain of bondage. Look at me. You are free. You are free. I release supernatural healing over you. I release supernatural breakthrough over you. I break the power of the drugs over you. I break the power of rejection. I break all bondage, depression, spirit of death. I command you to loosen now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Freedom. Full, 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 full. Full surrender. Full surrender. Full surrender. Full surrender to the King. In Jesus' name. Woo! How are you feeling? You ready to break those? You need to break soul ties with these people that are keeping you in bondage.
I will see the goodness of God.
So how do you get rid of that?
I will see the goodness of God.
It's going to be the best thing ever.
I will see the goodness of God.
You make all things new. Be braver. I release that entrepreneur spirit on you. I release that breaker and wind on you. I release the spirit of adoption over you. In Jesus' name. You are loved. You are wanted. You are chosen by God.
Give me
is practical for you guys to come here. If you feel led to come here, you can drive through here.
When I arrive,
but I want to make sure that you connect with Pastor Shane. And
when I arrive,
you know, the decision I made, I said, God, I don't care how hungover I am on a Saturday or Sunday morning. I don't care who I woke up next to. I'm coming to church not because I'm worthy.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can take all this world, but give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can change all this world. Oh, you can change all this world. You can change. Give me Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Your glory, we release your grace. Be free. Be free right now. We release breakthrough over her in the name of Jesus. I release all unforgiveness and bitterness. Any divisive spirit that came into this family has to go right now. In Jesus' name. We speak reconciliation, restoration. We release all control. Now. Any unhealthy soul ties has to be broken now in the name of Jesus. And we release shalom, peace over the family members. Thank you, Lord. Healing body, soul, and spirit to all these areas. Renewal of Christine's soul. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hi. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, did you forgive everyone you needed to forgive? Did you forgive everyone you're needing to forgive? Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke whatever's causing this ringing in the ear. I command it to go. Absolutely. Because from other side, Father, I release your grace and your glory. You notice the change? How's it ringing? Well, I'm just trusting God for total healing. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. Ringing cup. All offenses, all pain. Jesus' name. Okay. Well, I'm going to just trust as you go. That's going to be healed. Father, command all trauma to lose him now. Release breakthrough. Break every demonic curse in Jesus' name. Release your glory. Release your peace. Shalom, shalom in Jesus' name. Be healed. Amen and amen. Come on. Come on. Well, just keep watching for your miracle. Keep believing for that miracle. Keep thanking God for the slightest changes. Yeah. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're also coming up? Okay. Hello. What's your name?
Kathy.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you?
Well, I was born
in okay. So we need a whole makeover. Father, we thank you, Lord. Miracle working power right now. In Jesus' name, I command this crippling spirit to loose you. I command cerebral palsy and every side effect to reverse from your body right now. I cancel the diagnosis of the doctor. I command every foul spirit causing this in your body to leave right now. Right now. Get out. Get out. Right now in the name of Jesus, I break every curse from your mother's side and your father's side. I release breakthrough. I break all witchcraft, incantations, and spells over you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to these knees right now. And in the name of Jesus, I speak total healing. I command these knees, total healing, body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Put your hand on her head. Put a hand on your head. Her head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Total healing. Body, soul, and spirit. We release your glory. We release your breakthrough. Woo! Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Straighten out right now. Command these legs to straighten out in the name of Jesus. How's that peace, pain feeling? Better? Come on, no more pain. Hallelujah. I want you to walk right now in the name of Jesus. I command this paralysis to leave you now. Command this paralysis to leave you now. Command these tendons to come back into alignment, back into order. I command this body to straighten out right now in the name of Jesus. We release your glory. We release your power. We say be healed in Jesus' name. I command this paralysis to leave you now. I command these tendons to grow. Everything to come back into alignment. Command your brain, your mind to start working like it should. Every connection to be reconnected in your body. Total healing. Total healing. Every crippling spirit, leave her now. Everything causing this crippleness in the body, paralysis, numbness, whatever this is, I command it to loose you now. Look up again. I say, be healed. Brand new muscles, brand new everything. Just start working like it should. In the name of Jesus. Woo, 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 woo. Release your glory, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Okay, what are you noticing?
Take every stronghold, shine through the shadow, light.
Okay, so we just command these muscles to loosen up and these tendons to grow in the name of Jesus. Right now, I command those tendons grow. Put your hand on the back of her neck there. Do you feel something? It twitched. Come on. The heel cords are twitching. Woo! Remember to sign up if you haven't signed up yet. Hey, that one looks better. Thank you, Jesus. This one on the right, I command that tendon to grow right now in Jesus' name.
I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Nice to meet you. You look like a different person. Come on, Mama.
Jesus in the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the dust.
Father, right now, muscles grow, tendons grow. Loosen up in Jesus' name. Come on. Brand new, brand new, brand new, brand new. All things new in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Total healing, body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Total healing. Fire to burn away everything that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that you will run. Not grow weary. No problem. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're going to just see more and more and more breakthrough. And that tendon is just going to grow. I'm already noticing a change. Are you feeling a change? It feels looser. Yeah. So I just pray increase over that. Increase, increase, increase over that. And just keep checking it. Keep checking it. I believe that more and more is going to manifest. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Isn't God so good? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Ringing, go. Jesus' name.
Feel it now. Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the sea.
Put your hands on her ears.
Jesus
say whatever's causing ringing has to leave right now.
Jesus for
be healed.
Jesus. I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Still ringing?
Shout Jesus.
We're trusting for that ringing to go. Father, I pray all. Shout have you forgiven Jesus whoever you need to forgive? Have you forgiven
Jesus
everyone you need to forgive?
Jesus in the darkness.
Thank you, Jesus. Just release your grace.
Jesus for my family.
Jesus.
I speak the holy name. Jesus, your name. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name.
It's better. Come on. Ringing in the ears. It's better. Hallelujah.
Break every stronghold.
Amen.
Shine through the shadow. Burn like a
fire. What's your name?
Steve.
That's
my pastor.
Is this your pastor? Good. Father, right now, I speak to the spirit of trauma. Everything that came in, I speak over you now and I say you're forgiven. You are completely forgiven. Every shame, every self-hatred,
every dark addiction starts to break.
You are so loved. You are so wonderful.
There is hope and there is freedom.
I break rejection right now in the name of Jesus.
I speak
to every foul spirit that has tried to take you out. I command it to loose you now. Get out. In Jesus' name.
Your name is
Jesus' name. Release your glory. I rebuke every spirit of iniquity and infirmity causing sickness in this body has to go right now and never come back. Spirit of adoption. Spirit of adoption. You are free. You are free. You're a mighty man of God. You have a lot to do. The kingdom of God. You're a warrior. You're a warrior. You're a warrior for Jesus. Heal this heart, Lord. Heal this heart. I break loneliness right now. I break depression in the name of Jesus. I break every demonic foul spirit that has kept you bound. I command it to loose you. Spirit of suicide that's been ministering to you has to go. In Jesus' name. Never go back. You'll never go back. You are never going back to your old ways. I thank you, Lord. It is finished.
Your name is power.
Thank you, Lord. You can keep praying for him if you want.
Your name is love. Break every stronghold.
Do you need healing?
Shed through the shadow. Burn like a fire. Your name, your name. Oh, your name is power. Your name.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing that's already taken place right now in the name of Jesus. I break every bound principality that's kept you bound, and I command it to loose you now. Now, total freedom, body, soul, and spirit. Command that knee. I break all shame and condemnation over you. I release the healer and I release the comforter over you now.
Yes.
Be free. Be free. Be free. Every shame. Break. Woo. Thank you, Lord, for no more dizziness. Now we say, heal it all, Lord. Full Monty. Body, soul, and spirit. I break every curse over you from your mother's side, from your father's side, and even those you spoke over yourself. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Self-hatred, self-condemnation, I break that power now in the name of Jesus. Release your love. Whee! Amen and amen. Check out your knees now.
Jesus.
Put your hand there. Say, pain go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, feel it now. A little bit better. Come on, Jesus. Pray again. Be healed. All that trauma has to go right now. All witchcraft, incantations, and spells that came up against you has to go right now. Jesus' name be healed. Okay, check it again. More stable than it was. Hallelujah.
I'm going to see a
woo-hoo! I believe it's finished. As you go.
I'm gonna see a victory. Oh, the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
Father, I thank you, Lord, you are the doctor of all doctors. You know exactly what's wrong with this man. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break every power and principality that has tried to take him out. I command every crippling spirit to loose him now. Every foul spirit, I command you to loose him now. Every spirit of iniquity and infirmity, I speak the spirit of rage in his family line, and I command it to loose him now. I speak to everything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. I command it to go right now. Put your hand on your stomach for me. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the fire of heaven. I command this back to come into alignment. Perfect healing, body, soul, and spirit. Release your glory. Release your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. It is finished. It is finished. Be healed in Jesus' name. That mind-binding spirit, go right now. Spirit of adoption all over you. He loves you so much. Lungs, be healed. Right now. Whatever's causing matters to go right now. Whatever's in his chest, I command it to loose you now. 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 Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Jesus' name. How are those lungs feeling? Mm-hmm. Are they better? You take the enemy for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I command the spine to be restored, total healing, all flexibility to come back. Right now, be healed. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. Okay, okay. Be healed. Total healing. All pain has to go right now. I command this diagnosis from the doctors. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I speak life over you. I break every power and principality. I cancel every curse from your mother's side and your father's side right now. Have you forgiven everyone? Confess, renounce any sin you need to renounce. I'm gonna see a victory. You did? Or you? I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Don't tell me. This is how I fight my battle. I just release shalom, peace over you. No striving for a miracle. Just release your healing, body, soul, and spirit, total healing. It may seem like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Come on. It may seem like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Running back, right now, in the name of Jesus. I command whatever is twisted to untwist right now. Release your glory. Perfect love, the Father's love over you. Spirit of rejection as you go right now. The addictions, God, we break those off in the name of Jesus. Release your glory. I thank you, Lord, for his creative gift. This is how we fight our battle. Out in Jesus' name. I'm just trusting that a miracle is going to take place for you. Amen? Amen? Amen and amen. Amen and amen. There are still going to be miracle testimonies that come in after the meeting. Amen? Amen. Okay, thank you everyone. If you need more prayer, if you need more whatever, then I'll see you in Medford, first week of April. Hallelujah. But tonight, I'm going to be at the t-shirt booth and only talk to those who bought a t-shirt. Hallelujah. Joking. What t-shirt? I'm joking. Can we give our musician a hand clap? Come on. That'd be awesome. Jesus.